Sir, did you say it was nice and warm?
Yes.
Was it warm yesterday?
Oh, it was very hot.
Yes. You know, it's going to stay hot for a while.
Yeah. And this is a great opportunity for us to learn to like it.
Now, previously, we had a kind of a cool summer last year, and now it looks like it's going to be a record-breaking hot one, at least for the next week. How do you feel about the heat?
It doesn't bother me so much than before, like years before.
So when you first came, you used to find the heat a problem when there was...
Oh, yes. It was a disaster. Like, to stay on sun all day, for me, this was a disaster. I was sunburned, like, very quickly. I could do whatever I wanted, to put any sunblock I was trying. And I it was very difficult for me to handle to stay on such a hot outside.
You're a pale skinned guy. Do you put on sunblock like now? I mean, or you haven't got it on, or you just don't need it anymore?
I need it, but I don't have to put it so often than before. Or like the first days, I felt how the sun was burning me, but now definitely I put it less times than before.
So besides burning you, does the sun also take energy away from you, or?
I think it does, but I'm getting used to it. It's like my legs were like I felt like crooked, or yeah, they were getting not the muscles, but in general they were getting kind of like stiff.
Okay.
In the afternoon, and yeah, I think they are getting used to it.
What about the humidity? Is that something you can get used to, or that's...
Yeah, for me this is quite okay, because I'm not sweating so much, and so, like, relatively I'm quite okay with this. It's, I think it's more difficult when it's more humid in general, but for me this is quite okay.
Yesterday was the 4th of July, and you were part of a little skit yesterday as a holy man. Well, I don't know, what running style were you representing yesterday?
Oh, it was new. It was running meditation. But I was falling asleep a little bit, because I was chanting Shanti. There was so much peace that instead of going into deep trance, I was just falling asleep.
Well, the girls liked it a lot, and it was nice doing something for them.
Yes, it was for them, also for us. And yeah, it's like part of, I think, part of our path. Like to create new things, and
it also gave you some joy to be able to do that as well, right?
Yes.
Another hurry. I think I don't know whether you're setting a new record for being a happy, joyful mood, but you do seem consistently now to be enjoying yourself every day. There doesn't seem to be any gaps, but it's true, right? You are pretty happy out here every day.
Yes, I am. In the beginning, I think I wasn't so much happy, because I had so much pain, and somehow this was difficult to be happy. And but then I got used to it. Also, like, to handle the pain, and now even the pain is gone basically. There will be always some pain, but it's let's say it's under control.
Okay.
And this is definitely a challenge to be happy if you are doing well, but also if you are doing not so well. And the secret is to stay in the heart. This is what our master teaches us. Then pain doesn't bother us, the weather doesn't bother us, we are not tired, we are not exhausted, and we are able to stay in the heart. And then to run only because of joy of running and not doing the miles.
Sorry, not doing the miles?
Yes. Not running because I want to cover 60 miles per day, but because I like running and because I want to do it for Supreme and to be grateful for this opportunity to be here.
Thank you.